This is Ozarks at Large. The Cherokee Nation, based in Tahlequah, has drafted a collaborative environmental assessment with the National Park Service to gather traditional plans on the Buffalo National River watershed. Melissa R. Trenchik, Chief of Resource Stewardship, Science, Interpretation, and Education, says the Park Service was approached by the Cherokee Nation 2 years ago.
They've traditionally collected these plants over time for sustainability as well as arts. They make baskets, and some of them are harvested for medicines.
Cherokee proposed collecting only plant material the tribe has sourced on their original land base, which spanned the present states of Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, and North Carolina, as well as en route during the forced relocation in 1838 by the U.S. government to Oklahoma Territory. The environmental assessment is available on the Park Service Planning, Environment, and Public Comment website through September 6th. Pending a finding of no significant impact, the Cherokee will be allowed access.
And so we're hoping to get tribal elders on the ground collecting plants sometime this fall. That's in accordance with the temperatures that might be more conducive to them getting out here and not suffering tremendously from heat stroke, as well as really good timing for some of the plants that they're interested in.
The National Park Service in 2016 created a rule for federally recognized tribes to gather plants. Various parks have affiliated relationships with certain tribes.
Yeah, the Cherokee were the first of our tribal partners to request entering into an agreement for plant gathering. We fully anticipate that quite a number of our other affiliated tribes will come forward and similarly want to participate.
Under a trust agreement, parks are banned from revealing tribal plant gathering sites and practices, so sections of the draft environmental assessment have been redacted.